Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town Podcast. Post-match, Dunstable Town 1, Sawbridgeworth 1. I'm here with Anthony and Carl. Dirks, 1-1 to end the season, mate. I didn't think we'd be standing here on a cold, damp, wet Tuesday night, nearly in May, on the last game of the season. But we end 1-1, mate. We didn't go out with a defeat. What did you make of the game?
Look, first and foremost, I'd like to say thank you to those fans that made the effort and had the opportunity to attend this evening to see the boys off. You know, Saturday just gone was what we would deem the last game of the season. And with the way the league fixtures have been, they've moved it to a Tuesday. So it was a deflated finish, shall we say, to the season. However, you know, it didn't change our expectations of the group in terms of how we went out. And we had to work a little bit harder than we'd have liked to get some effort and energy into the group, because it feels as if the season has finished and finished slightly unusually. In terms of first half, you know, the group went out. We went out with a four diamond two. And we had to play forward maybe more than we wanted to in the shape that we were playing. You know, Sawbridgeworth come out and they kept the ball really well, and they looked to break down our shape, and they were quite direct and clean in possession. And we didn't maybe have as much of the ball as we wanted to. And there was times where we were allowing their fullbacks to get out with the ball and not quite, you know, pressing from the sides of the diamonds. And look, rightly so, they've got a cross from deep that's been hung up for an extended period. We've not got out to shut the ball down, and the smallest player on the pitch has attacked the back post and notched one in, and you can imagine our frustration. But, you know, it took maybe a 20-minute period for us to start to play, and we grew in confidence once we did. There was real emphasis today on, you know, ball speed and the furthest player away from the ball demanding the ball, so that we transitioned from sort of one side of the pitch to the other quite quickly, so we could expose the space and get, you know, Tolu out as much as we could. And obviously Ricardo got himself out down in the wide area and delivered some good balls into the box. I've never seen him run so quick. He's put Tolu under pressure today, the speed of him. And look, in fairness to Alfie and Scotty, they were comfortable and brave to play. It was nice to see, you know, initially first half, when we went in at half time, we sort of discussed the sides of the diamond. You know, Alex Butt and Josh Hatton were both maybe sort of playing too high and going playing up against people, and it was kind of leaving Harry isolated. So the conversation was about those double movements to sort of create the space away from the ball and then drop in and show and disconnect. And we had that conversation at halftime about their movements to come and show and create that overload to get Harry on the ball and get him out. And then we sort of had the conversation in terms of how we wanted our strikers to show as the fullbacks were in possession, so that we could play into feet and combine. You know, we got some good success with Rebby running off shoulders in behind, and rightly so. You know, a second phase from a corner, balls built by Alfie, actually, in all fairness to him. He's popped around the corner. You know, he must have been at five aside this week. That little ball around the corner, he's got it dropped back into him, and he's done really well to lift it into the back post, where, in all fairness, you know, Ezra's taken it down quite cleanly and slotted it home with his lefty. So that's, you know, Ezra Ford's second goal of the season, which is really pleasing to see. There was another discussion at halftime where we were talking about, you know, we probably allowed Sawbridgeworth too much time and space on the ball. And I think it just come down to, I think, the way we were pressing in midfield, that Webby was quite isolated playing up against the two. And we had that conversation with the outside of Diamond about how they press to try and, you know, reduce the overloads deep. And we wanted to be on the front foot and press. And look, second half today, we've made a number of changes, and there were some spells with the ball where we played some really lovely football. You know, when you put the likes of, you know, Harry Beaumont, Benji Crilly, Joe Reynolds and Joe Sellers-West into a midfield unit together, you know, they look after the football, they're comfortable to try and play through tight areas and combine and link, and there were some really enjoyable bits within the game. But again, it's got to be enjoyable football with an end product. And maybe we've got the balance not quite right today in terms of how we've, you know, recognised when to play forward. But, you know, we spent large amounts of the time with the ball in possession, and we've afforded ourselves a 1-1 draw to finish the season, which it explains the season as it's been. You know, it's been an adverse season. You know, we haven't done well enough in both boxes, and, you know, today's display emulates that. If I'm honest, it emulates the season as a whole. And in fairness, if we reflect, we haven't managed to beat Sawbridgeworth over 90 minutes across three games this season. Albeit they're 20th in the league, they've come out today and they put a good performance in. They haven't come out and, you know, not bothered. They've travelled and they've come out to play a good game of football. No one's tossed it off out there today. Both teams have gone out with their hearts on their sleeves. Myself and Anty have been unchanged. We've been consistent in how we are. I haven't been laughing and joking and high-fiving people from the sideline. I've been demanding standards. I've been demanding ball speed. And that emulates from what, you know, the demands that Joe Dini sets on the group. His philosophy, his vision and his values have been consistent and unchanged. Albeit the performances haven't been what we want. And we've had to tweak, adapt, and, you know, look at what we've asked the players to do across the across the whole season. You know, how we behave as a coaching and a management team has been and will be consistent.
Yeah, no, well said, mate. Well said. I think that game pretty much did sum up our season. You know what I mean? It didn't feel like an end of season game, but it did at some points. I'm with you. I think like the season kind of finished on Saturday, and you know, obviously the league fixture being how it was today. But yeah, no, I'll take a 1-0. We didn't lose, mate.
And look, there was a number of changes there today. It was nice for, you know, Sean to get his opportunity once again. You know, Alex Desmond played against Harpenden and was really good, but you know, Alex Desmond knew that Sean deserved another opportunity in going for a 17-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. So you know, where we've ended up this season has allowed us to give those young players that we've recruited, you know, opportunities to play. You look at Aidan Kavanagh again, he's got himself some more match minutes and nearly gets himself in there at the last minute, 1v1 with a goalie. So that's, you know, it's afforded opportunities for the likes of Alex Butt to get some consistent game time, and rightly so, they deserve those minutes. You know, you look at those players on the bench that are desperate to come into the fold, and we reflect, myself and Anthony, and when we team select, it wasn't an easy selection. It was really important that we got the balance right of youth and exuberance. But, you know, players are going to be consistent in their performance.
I think that is one of the highlights of the season as well. You guys bringing through some of the youth guys, not just because they're numbers in a team, you brought them through because they're good enough. So I think that's something that you guys can leave with your heads held high, that you've given these guys the step into first team football. And I think that'll only benefit them moving forward. When we talk about them guys stepping into first team football, a couple of players that I just want to mention, Anthony, obviously, Joe Reynolds, giving the armband there at the end. I was trying to convince him to stay on for a few more seasons, but I was chatting to him before the game. I'm pretty nailed on that he's going to retire. I can't speak highly enough of the guy. It was good to see him with the armband at the end, mate. And what did you make of, obviously, like, Reynolds ending his career at Dunstable Town?
Yeah, look, Joe Reynolds is someone who epitomises leadership. He epitomises strength. He is a proper man, a proper football man who was brought in by Lee, and credit for Lee to bringing him in for us, because what he does in terms of Reynolds, his leadership skills are second to none. He carries the boys. His communication is exceptional. And look, that just shows he's obviously been around the game a long time, and he's brought that balance into the group. He's brought that leadership skills into the group where others can nurture and grow and learn from that. What he does when he comes on is, you know, you think that we're loud, but when you hear Joe go on the pitch, he raises them decibels a few levels, and everyone around him gets picked up. They start to play with tempo, they start to play with confidence, and that's just by a little voice that's demanding, you know, what the management team are setting out. He is our little mini coach on the pitch in terms of what he delivers. And it's might not be, you know, his running might not be his game, but actually the cleverness to put balls in channels, the timing of balls, the weight of passes, the links, the communication is massive. It epitomised Joe Reynolds, and we give him the opportunity to have the armband at the end there, so it's nice for Malfi to pass that armband on for him, to allow him to captain the team in his last 20 minutes over the last 2 years. And he has confirmed to us that he is retiring, so from us as a management team, as a massive congratulations on your career. A massive thank you to your support, the knowledge that you've passed on to other players, and your love for the club. You've been fantastic. So we wish Joe the very, very best for moving forward with his family, and we hope to see him again soon.
Yeah, I completely echo that, and I speak for all the fan base when we wish Joe all the best. I spoke to him, I said, like, mate, he's coaching something that interested you, and he said it does down the line. So I think to keep people like him in the game, you guys have been there and done it, you played and gone into coaching, and I think it only benefits non-league clubs and any club, really. Just a little mention as well, Danny Webb finishing top goal scorer, and I think he'll just be running all summer. I think he doesn't know anything else. I think he just knows how to run and score goals. But a big mention for Webby in what has been a difficult season for the team. To end up top goal scorer, I think it's a tremendous effort from Webby.
Yeah, look, many a time this season he's been labelled Forrest Gump or questioned whether he's been doing a sponsored run, and that's just Webby though. That's his style, that's his game. And he plays with strength. So, yeah, fair play to him. I think he's finished on, I want to say, 17. He'll probably will correct me if that's wrong, or even Joe might correct me, you're so detailed. but, yeah, look, Webby's been an absolute strength. But if we're going to be really critical, and just one last time to be critical, I know in himself that he wishes he could be on more than that. He would have loved to hit the 20 mark this year. And to be honest, he probably could have done, but listen, fair play, it's been a tough season and he's managed to come out on top in double figures, so well done to him. And again, over the last couple of years that he's been here, he's been absolutely fantastic for us. He's worked his backside off, he hasn't moaned, he hasn't sulked, he's even found himself a new position at right mid. So I know if he's listening to this, he loves it. He even said on Thursday at training that he's finally found a new position. So
someone
fair play
said
to him.
Didn't have a personality.
Well, little do they know nothing. But anyway, yeah, listen, to Webby, well done, mate, and look forward to seeing you bag lots more goals in the future at other clubs. And you never know, we'll be keeping a close eye and see if our paths cross again with the management team. And Dirks is your Dirks' little favourite, as much as you won't admit it. Yeah. I can see that relationship there bonding.
Boys, just in summing up, obviously, like we've done the YouTube interview with yourselves. It's going to drop later next week. But just a final message as you guys depart the club. Just a message for the fans before you leave.
For me, look, Dunstable Town fans have travelled in their numbers, home and away, across the 2.5 years that I've been here. And do you know what? They've been fantastic people and they've been a great support. You look at the regiment and how heavily they support the club. You know, you really realise that, you know, a non-league football club is more than just what goes on the field. It's a home to many. You know, there's many volunteers that play a very active role in the football club, and you build countless relationships. Not just old, but, you know, there's young fans now that are following Dunstable Town. Mm-hmm. You know, and you've got to really recognise how much the club means to the community. And, you know, you look, last year, I think our highest attendance to a game was something near 600 fans. And, you know, this season, I don't think we've hit those numbers as such. You know, we haven't had the runs in the VARs and the FA Cup that we'd have liked, that would have given us that opportunity. But we've definitely hit, you know, second from last game of the season there at Harpenden, we've got 310 out. And there's been Tuesday night games with Luton playing and Champions League on, and we're hitting 150, 200 fans. So Dunstable Town as a football club has grown in its numbers, and the fan base has been nothing short of fantastic. Mm. Yes, they'll have an opinion, and rightly so. They're there to have an opinion, but it's an appropriate opinion. Not very often we have massive conflicts. With 100 positives, you'll always get a negative. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way the world is, everyone wants to focus on the negative, which is ridiculous. Focus on the positives and believe in what you do. And I'd love for Dunstable Town to continue to grow as a football club, and for that fan base to have a brand of football and a management team that they can get behind and support next season. Mm.
Any final messages to the fans, mate? Like I say, we've got a YouTube interview coming out with you guys. That's going to drop next week. But just for the listeners listening tonight after the game, what's your final message as you leave the club?
Yeah, listen, I echo everything there that Cole said. And when people do watch the YouTube, you'll see our thoughts and feelings again towards the club. But just for a final message for me, it's a massive thank you to everyone associated with the club. And there's so many people to go through to be able to list, from the chairman down to the youngest fan at the game today. Everyone here has had an affiliation to the club, an affiliation to us, and their support, their unwavering support to us has been massively grateful. So it's a massive thankful from all of us. Massive thank you from all of us. And for me, this club holds a really special place in my heart. It's where I've started my coaching journey, I would say, properly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, however high I grow in the game, and I tend to grow as high as possible, this club will always hold a special place in my heart, and I'd love to return to, you know, one day and see the club as successful as I know it can be. So thank you again to everyone, and look forward to seeing you return into higher levels.
Boys, I really appreciate your time, mate. It's been a pleasure sitting down with you guys after games. I'm going to miss doing that. We'll be back with our podcasts from Mondays. You can catch us. But make sure you go and subscribe to the YouTube, because the interview with Dirks and Anthony and Joe will be on there this weekend. But till next season, everybody, up the mighty Blues.
Up the Blues.